Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. Welcome to Day 349. Steve Bannon called the Trump Tower meeting with Russians treasonous, unpatriotic, and bad shit. He then added, quote, "The three senior guys in the campaign thought it was a good idea to meet with a foreign government inside Trump Tower with no lawyers. You should have called the FBI immediately," end quote. The Guardian says Bannon's comments come from the forthcoming book Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House by Michael Wolff. Meanwhile, Trump responded saying, quote, "Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind," end quote. Trump then added, quote, "Steve was rarely in a one-on-one meeting with me and only pretends to have had influence to fool a few people with no access and no clue whom he helped write phony books," end quote. Next up, CNN and the New York Times say Paul Manafort sued Robert Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, and the Justice Department. The lawsuit challenges the authority given to Mueller by Rosenstein and argues that Mueller's decision to charge Manafort with alleged money laundering crimes had nothing to do with the 2016 campaign and went too far. Meanwhile, the New York Times and The Hill are reporting that Trump taunted North Korea, declaring that his nuclear button is much bigger and more powerful than Kim Jong-un's, and, quote, "my button works," end quote. Trump's tweet came after Kim said he has a, quote, "nuclear button on the desk in my office, and all of the mainland United States is within the range of our nuclear strike," end quote. Next up, the New York Times says Fusion GPS is defending the dossier of alleged Trump-Russia ties and is calling on Republicans to release the firm's testimony. Quote, "The attack on our firm," the Fusion GPS founders wrote in a New York Times op-ed, quote, "is a diversionary tactic by Republicans who don't want to investigate Donald Trump's ties to Russia," end quote. Glenn Simpson and Peter Friesch wrote that they hired Christopher Steele to investigate Trump's repeated efforts, quote, "to do deals in a notoriously corrupt police state that most serious investors shun," end quote. They also added, quote, "as we told the Senate Judiciary Committee in August, our sources said the dossier was taken so seriously because it corroborated reports that the FBI had received from other sources, including one inside the Trump camp," end quote. That referring to a drunk George Papadopoulos, who apparently bragged about Russia having political dirt on Hillary Clinton to one of Australia's top diplomats. Next, Donald Trump tweeted that the Corrupt Media Awards will be presented to the fake news media next week. The Hill says that in November, Trump suggested that there should be a contest among news networks, except for Fox News, for a fake news trophy. A Rasmussen poll conducted after Trump's suggestion found that most Americans would award Fox News the trophy. The most dishonest and corrupt media awards of the year will be presented Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, according to Trump's tweet. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. In 2017, U.S. manufacturing had its strongest year since 2004. 2. Trump's pick to run Immigration and Customs Enforcement called for politicians in sanctuary cities to be charged with crimes. 3. Rupert Murdoch called Trump a fucking idiot after a conversation about immigration. 4. Democrats Doug Jones and Tina Smith will both be sworn into the Senate today. 5. North Korea and South Korea established contact on a hotline that's been dormant for almost 2 years. 6. Sheriff David Clark was temporarily blocked from tweeting after Twitter users complained that 3 of his messages violated the terms of service. And 7. The National Security Agency is losing its top talent because of low pay, slumping morale, and unpopular reorganization. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas. Sorry for the scratchy throat. I'm super sick today.